Hey y'all, real quick, this is Anthony from That Somp Talks telling you that we have merch now. If you go to our link in bio on our Instagram page, you'll find our merch store where you can support us by copping a t-shirt, hoodie, or even a pair of socks. The profits, a small part of which, do go to us, and we just want to say thank you all so much for supporting us and listening to us, and we will slom talk to you later. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to episode 11. I just realized it was episode 11. It's crazy.
We're in the double digits.
Yeah.
We were starting last week,
too. We're in the preteens.
We are.
Yeah. It's like official.
Well, remember that TikTok that was like, why isn't it 1D1? Yeah. I showed you that in Vegas.
1D1.
She was like, I just don't get space. I just don't get the ocean. Why is it called 11? Why is it not called 1D1? And there, honestly, it should be called
1D1. It should be called 1D1.
Yeah. That or one team.
Yeah, it should definitely be called one team.
And then 12 should be
two team.
And then 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. So, yeah, this episode is definitely called one team.
It's called one team.
I like one team.
Yeah.
That's definitely going in the, like, the title.
Right. No, it's that's what this
Which
is.
I have so much fun making.
I'm so happy.
I never talked about like the title notes, but I have like no strategy about it. Mm-hmm. I just like writing in all caps, and then when I re-listen to the episode, when I edit it, I kind of write down like not necessarily like the most needed thing to hear.
Right.
But sometimes like the most like random thing that we talked about where I'm like, how did that end up in the episode?
Right.
And yes, it did. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about why our titling is the way it is. I think our first episode...
Avant-garde is really what it is.
The way we started was with the Gavi, Alberino, Chrissy Teigen episode. Right. And that got a lot of like clicks for what it was for us starting out. So I was like,
Thanks, Chrissy.
Yeah, honestly. So I was like, I guess I'll just create this like method. And it's kind of been like that ever since.
It does seem to help anytime you...
It makes the episode look exciting.
It makes us seem more exciting.
We are exciting. But with wine, I think it's like makes it look bright and lively.
That's definitely true. Because that's like, I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but like that's like our mission, right? Our mission is to like make wine less boring.
And also to make it like very approachable, conversational. I didn't know who Marissa A. Ross but when we started this, but I mean, she has her own kind of aesthetic, but it follows that line of like, we're coming at it where we're not wine trained, we have fun with it. Fiona and I used to go to wine tastings together where it was like, we both appreciated it. And I was just like, it tastes like minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a wrong answer either. So it's just us kind of making it a fun party lit space.
Yeah. Like nobody's wrong in wine.
No one's wrong. We're very, and we've done improv comedy before. It's very yes and.
Yeah.
Right? Cheers.
Slamcha.
Real quick, just want to congratulate the winner of our last week contest. The winner is, drumroll please, no one, Evan Adkins. Congratulations, you just won a bottle of 2020 Glue Glue from Los Horas up in Mendocino County. Thanks for playing, and we will slum talk to y'all later.
Hi friends, we have a newsletter coming out where we talk about what we do best, drink wine.
Please head over to our link in bio on Instagram where you can find That Somp Talks Substack and make sure to subscribe.
Slamcha! Should I start? So Anthony earlier this week told me that he wanted to get more into Pinot Noir specifically.
Which, just to cut in real quick, is like a wine we all know.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally feel like it's one of those wines that like we think we know but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been drinking a lot of wine and I never pick the Pinot.
Well, it's also, like, it's overdone because of our most favorite, least favorite movie ever, Sideways.
Exactly.
That made Santa Barbara go crazy, and it made the sales for Pinot Noir go crazy.
Yeah, and I think we've, like, talked about Zinfandel in the last episode, where it's, like, some of these wines have, like, you have your idea of them, and then you have, like, what's being produced now.
Yeah, and, like, the different expressions, and by expression, I just mean, like, the way that, like, I probably already talked about this, but the way that the grapes are grown, the way that, like, they make the wine itself, like, how... the production method of, like, smushing the grapes
right
into wine.
So I was like, Fiona, you're gonna have a good eye for this, because I don't want to go out in the world and like find a Pinot for myself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of scared. But we both know what we like, and it was her week to pick the wine this week.
Yes. So. There's that, and also, like, when I think of Pinot Noir, like, my story with Pinot Noir is the first time I ever had it. It was gas station Pinot, and it tasted like a gas station.
It was fudged up.
It was, yeah, exactly. It was indeed fudged up. It was very not good. And that was, like, my conception of Pinot Noir for so long, and then I worked in a wine bar where I had another really terrible, like, Pinot Noir, and so I just thought to myself, this is not for me, I don't get it, I don't like it. And then even when I started having good ones, like the, you know, in quote, good, like, stuff from Napa, Sonoma, like, that sort of, like, California-style Pinot Noir, you have all of this, like, fruit without much body, and so the first time that I tried a Willamette Pinot Noir was the first time that I was like, okay, I get it, like, for the first time ever, I get it, and Willamette is known for being in the same latitude as Burgundy.
And I feel like y'all, 60% of y'all probably know this, but for the 40% that don't, Willamette's Oregon wine. And Oregon has some really cool wine being produced right now. Mm-hmm. I think I have a friend actually up there working for like a wine company.
That's
actually
super cool.
I've been meaning to reach out to her.
Yeah. So
is this an Oregon wine that we're drinking?
No, this is not. So the long way around this story is I have a friend who gave me a lot of we'll get into it in a minute. I had a friend that gave me a lot of kerfuffle about the fact that I was so pretentious about California Pinot. And he, I'll give him a shout out right now. His name is Chris. Follow him on Instagram at Sourdough. And he introduced me to Santa Rita Hills Pinot Noir. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time where I like clicked. I was like, oh, this makes sense. This is very good. And so today when I went to my very favorite wine shop, Lou, over in Los Feliz, I asked him for a Santa Rita Hills Pinot. And he was like, well, I don't have anything like that, but my friend made this wine.
Like what, in his bathtub? Like...
No, you know, like people who live in Santa Barbara, this is going to be me on a little bit of a diatribe, but like people who live in Santa Barbara have money and they buy grapes and they're like, let me mess around with some grapes.
Are they doing it at their home?
Like they have a lot of space. Like it's not just like home like brewing. It's, you know, it's like a whole thing where they have like.
Also, just to cut in real quick, I haven't edited this audio yet because obviously we're recording. But if there are weird sounds on this podcast, it's because I have a retail space below me that's been vacant the entire time I've lived in my apartment, and they're finally getting it ready to be, like, they haven't found, like a tenant yet, but they're, like, revitalizing it for a new tenant to move in. Yeah. I hope it's a wine store.
Yeah.
Imagine. But the last people that were in there were the production team for Shameless that they recorded, like, they made it into, like, a fake art gallery. I don't watch Shameless, but.
You should.
Yeah, should I?
Yeah, it's great.
I hear, like, so many, like, between things about Shameless. It's just been on for too long. It's like...
If anyone has strong opinions about Shameless, be sure to write
follow us. Follow us on Instagram. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Write about Shameless in your review.
We'll read it.
We don't care. Yeah. As long as it's 5 stars. And also DM us.
Yeah.
Buy our merch, subscribe to our Substack, and also support us on Patreon.
Support us on Patreon.
We haven't really talked about that yet. Yeah. We'll make an ad for it soon. But yeah, just we love you guys.
Yeah, we just want you to be part of our community, part of our little wine community,
our slom community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Lou's friend makes wine.
So Lou's friend made wine, and Lou, like, he pitched this to me as, usually when you have a friend making wine, and especially when it's Pinot Noir, you're like, sure, man. Mm-hmm. and, you know, then he tasted it, and he was like, oh, man, I was being a real ash person.
Uh-huh, got it.
Yeah.
I love that we're not cursing.
Yeah, I know.
It feels good.
Yeah, it does feel good. And so, yes, of course. And so this wine is called My Pretty Pony. I love the name. The art, when you see the art on this label, like, you're gonna fall in love with it.
It's really cute.
It's really cute. It does look a lot like your 7-year-old daughter drew it.
It looks like a 7-year-old drew it, and it's real cute.
But it's so endearing.
The artwork is, we'll post it in our newsletter. But it's basically, like, it's written in crayon. It looks like the R is reversed. There's
I just
a heart
realized
and a unicorn.
It's My Pretty Pinot.
It's My Pretty Pinot.
I've been reading it wrong.
It makes you want to say My Pretty Pony.
It does make you want to say My Pretty Pony.
And where is this? So this wine is a Santa Barbara wine then?
It's north of Santa Barbara. I think it's Monterey County. Yeah.
We were just drinking something from Monterey County.
Mm-hmm.
I think last week.
What were we drinking last week?
Oh, our giveaway wine. No, that's Las Heras in Mendocino.
Yeah, that's Mendocino. Yeah, I also always confuse Mendocino and Monterey.
Yeah.
There's too many M's. Okay, so now that I actually figured out what the wine is called, I was able to find
it. This is a 2016 Pinot. Mm-hmm. Alcohol by volume, 13%. The company, they're calling themselves My Pretty Wine Company. It's so beautiful.
That's so cute. Okay, so let's start with you. Like, what do you feel?
Kind of a weirdly a Cab Franc-y nose a little bit. And when I'm saying that, I mean a little bit of bell pepper, mm-hmm. a little earth soot. You think that you're about to get into a medium body wine. Okay. And it is also a bit fuller in color than some Pinots. It definitely is, in terms of sight, you know, translucent on the edges, but it kind of has. I would be interested if this is a, this probably has some other varietals in it besides Pinot, maybe. I'm not sure. It almost says Pinot. It's just a little darker in the middle. It kind of looks like it has something else going on in it.
Yeah.
On the palate, definitely like boysenberry, dark fruit. But clean, a quick finish, very Pinot-y in that way, easy drinking. Mm-hmm. But it has something else to it, and it has that fun little depth to it that makes it you sit with it a mm-hmm. lot.
Yeah, because there's a lot to find in it, like leather.
Yeah, leather's there for sure.
Yeah,
leather smoke. Mm-hmm. That when I was saying soot, I guess I more meant like that, like maybe it had some oak aging. Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's so good. It's like mineral, like, you know, mineral,
white pepper,
mm. but like, it doesn't discount like fruit. Like, you're right about this sort of like dark, like, it's not like overly fruit forward, yeah. but like, yeah, boysenberry or.
So we've been using, Fiona and I, when I started, I used words that were not psalm words, and now we're using psalm words, mm-hmm. but I want to do a section, a new podcast section where it's kind of like the poem.
Yeah.
But we create non-psalm words to describe the wine. And it can be anything. It's like a Rorschach test. We each get 3 turns.
Okay.
I guess I'll go first because I created this.
Okay, great.
You can also do, and it can be a smell or a taste. It mm-hmm. doesn't have to be like one thing. Brush fire nose.
Kind of a blue raspberry palette.
Like the bottom of a finished like soda at like the movies, like that kind of like mm-hmm. wet cardboard. Mm-hmm.
But not in a corked way.
No. None of this is in a corked way. Or like,
just like cardboard in particular, wet cardboard is something that you say when it's corked.
You do say that, that's right. No, I mean like how it kind of can be like the sweetest end of the soda.
Yeah, and like that waxy kind of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm like rambly.
Also, fruit roll-ups.
Ooh, fruit roll-ups. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying about this blue raspberry thing. I'm going to be on it for a little while.
I think I have like red fruit roll-ups too. Mm-hmm.
Acid has that way of like drying out your mouth the way, yeah. right? Like that soda does. Or that like.
Pick a word. Just in your word. Brain. It can even be unrelated to the wine itself. Just whatever you're going to see.
Citric acid.
Yes. Yeah, acetone's a thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, nail polish hashtag in the best way.
Ooh, yeah. Like a pony.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I can't ride it because I'm too big.
Cheers. So we're going to go into the poem.
Right. I feel like the joke has to be made.
Oh, go for it.
I'm horny. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'll ride on my Pinot. My little Pinot. My pretty Pinot.
Okay. So, start.
That was the joke.
Okay. But
it's the green juice joke.
Yeah, but do you want to... That's an insider.
That's an insider
joke. You can't tell insiders on the podcast. We have to explain that. Fiona has this joke that she told me, like a stand-up bit joke that she told me in Vegas.
It's very bad. It's very,
and
very bad.
It was so bad that there was a huge awkward silence because I thought she was going to continue. And then I was like, is that the joke? And she's like, that's the joke. And then we started laughing because it just wasn't a joke. It was a story that she thought was funny that I don't think anyone else would, about her being at an airport in South Carolina.
We don't have to go into the actual
wanting
like,
a green juice.
No, we don't have to go into that. That piece of it okay. is not necessary information.
So anyway. If this gets popular, people are going to be like, tell us the joke.
Anna. And it doesn't matter.
It will matter one day.
So anyway.
You picked out this wine. You said the poem.
Riding on a rainbow, I slide down to the pot of gold.
There I encounter a tall troll who says, I mustn't pass unless I
taste this really delicious wine.
Even though I have a grape allergy.
I try to explain to him that it's very similar to a gluten allergy.
And that it's not real unless you have celiac.
He did not buy it.
And neither did I.
I really loved the wine, though. It was probably my favorite part of the rainbow.
Also, the money didn't hurt either.
He didn't give me enough, though.
Rent expensive. And scene. We always do and scene hands. You can't see them, but we close the poem.
I mean, like, it's sort of necessary between the two of us.
Or else we'll just
keep going.
Cheers.
Cheers,
Lamcha.
Hey, y'all. Please rate and review us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. It helps folks like you find us through search so they can learn more about wine. We will read any review. It doesn't even have to be pertinent to our podcast, so long as it's rated 5 stars.
Just don't be offensive.
Yeah, just don't be a D-bag. And yeah, just thank you guys so much for listening to us.
Please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to.
Now it's time for the Vino Wars.
This is why my throat hurts.
Maybe eventually... Let's just say Vivino Wars together with really deep voices, and maybe I'll edit it one day to be a sound effect.
You're gonna do it.
1, 2, 3. Vivino Wars! Now do it one more time where we just finish on the same note. 1, 2, 3. Vivino Wars! Cool. So now we're gonna go into it.
I already found one. I already found one.
And I haven't...
Andrew. You can't use Andrew.
Okay, cool. So now I'm gonna go. Oh, damn it.
That's the girl who, if they hear that, that's the girl who drew the label.
Oh, she drew the unicorn. There's not many reviews.
No, there's not.
This is like a really like esoteric wine.
Well, yeah, that was okay. What I was trying to explain earlier.
Then I'll do Zhao's.
Okay. So we're only going to do one and one in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start.
Okay.
Zhao, which is, their name's spelled J-O-A-O, Montero, rated at 3.5 stars and goes, well-rounded. Slight red fruit on the nose. Cherry and red currant on the palate. Oak and vanilla. Lovely weekday bottle. It's decent.
I can't, like, it's not overly oaky or vanilla-y, because I feel like those are terms that, like...
He's talking, that person's speaking to the leather tobacco.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm getting
it. Yeah.
But they're not, when you just write oak and vanilla, you do the wine a disservice because you think that that's just what the wine's going to be.
Right.
It's like essence of. Yeah. I don't get vanilla so much as I get more smoke leather.
I get smoke. I do kind of see a little bit of oak.
Definitely there's something going on.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's like not super apparent.
I think like it's got like more interesting like earthy characteristics than that.
I also need to highlight Jay Forbes' 3-star review where they write, light and earthy, sort of tastes like expensive dirt. Not in a bad way.
I don't disagree.
Right. Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. Pretty great. So I'm doing Andrew, who did rate this wine 5 stars. This wine was knock your socks off.
Honestly,
like maybe not knock my socks off.
Yo, I'm kind of like, if Jay Forbes rated it not 3 stars, rated it like 4.5.
Yeah, that would be the review. They don't have to be 5-star reviews.
This could be a tie.
This could be a
tie episode because the reviews together make it 4 stars. Mm-hmm. And the wine is totally like a 4.5 star. This wine is, what are we rating?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 4.5. Like, I love this. I would drink this. Like, I don't think I could drink the whole bottle myself, but like, splitting a bottle, easy.
This is a 4.5 star wine for us. I think we'll compromise on them doing a 4. With our 3 reviews together, our poem review, and their 2 reviews, mm-hmm. we get 4.5.
Yeah.
So, drumroll please. The winners this week are Jay Forbes and
Andrew. I was very like, I love that review. That's a great
thank you, Andrew. You knocked our socks off.
Truly.
And what did they win this week?
Oh, you know what they win.
They win
our approval.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Jay Forbes and Andrew. Cheers to you. That's the episode, y'all.
Yeah, we did it for you.
We're keeping it easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. But we have a little bit of time. So let's just do a quick what's making us happy.
Oh, yeah. What's making you happy this week?
I painted today. Oh, I got my paints out of my art box under my bed. Mm-hmm. I painted the, I have like little chips in my paint on my walls because I like have ripped out those 3M sticky strips. And it makes, you know, my walls that which are white not look white. So I painted the walls white again. And then I took my canvases that I had been hating. It was, like, just art that I had produced, but I was, like, unsatisfied with it. And I had a little bit of time before Fiona came over, and I just started, like, putzing around with my brushes. I have a bunch of oil paints, and I have some, like, acrylic paints. I don't know if they're different. They are. And I have this cool, like, kind of granular stuff that make texture, which mm-hmm. you can see on that one. Maybe I'll post a little story about it. Maybe I'll post it in our newsletter.
Yeah.
So y'all can see the art I produced. I did some little William Anastasi stuff with the, scribbles.
Yeah.
Which William Anastasi is a really cool artist who used to just have a pencil and a paper on the subway. And his arm would just move as the subway moved. And so his scribblings are indicative of the space he was in.
Oh,
and the movement of his space. And you can see that at MoCA. And also, art museums are reopening again.
Yay.
I used to be a member at MoCA. MoCA is now free to go to. At least was last year mm-hmm. when they received that grant. But I'm super excited to go back to MoCA, go to LACMA, go to the Huntington Library. We should totally talk about being members of the Huntington.
Yeah.
Maybe pull in some money together and do that. But yeah, I'm just really excited to just be back in the LA art world. LA has such a cool art scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm here for it.
That's awesome. What is making me happy? I've been so tired that, like, I haven't given myself the headspace to feel anything.
Mm-hmm,
I work a lot. I work 2 jobs right now. And, I think what's making me happy the most is that I did get some extra time this week to, like, spend with friends and, like, hang out. Like, I went for a hike today
mm-hmm.
with a friend that, like, I don't get to hang out with that often. And we, like, took the dog. And, like, it was so nice to just, like, be out in nature.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just to have that space where I don't feel completely exhausted.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, slantcha to that.
Slantcha.
And thanks y'all so much for listening. And we will slant talk to you later.
Bye. This wine is good.
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 This wine is
good.
This wine is good.
This wine is good.
This wine is good.
This wine is good.
This wine is good.
This wine is good.